All right, I'm here talking with Mark Lawler, Director of Development for Clean Line Energy Projects. Mark, I understand that there will be a transmission line crossing Missouri in the coming months. Can you tell me more about the upcoming project?
Yeah, so right now we're in the development stages, early development stages of a project called the Grain Belt Express Clean Line. It's about a 750-mile DC or direct current transmission line that would move 3,500 megawatts of wind energy from Kansas to Missouri, Illinois, and states farther east. And so it's a large-scale project. Obviously, it's a pretty significant undertaking. But we're taking this on because the goal here is to find a way to move this very cheap, abundant wind resource that we have in the middle of the country and get it to markets where there's demand and where there's not as much easy access to this renewable energy source.
Right. And can you talk about kind of some of the current access in the United States to wind energy and more other types of renewable energy and why a project like this is needed?
Sure. So the interesting thing about the best wind resource in the country is that it really goes up and down the high plains of the country from the Dakotas down through places like Kansas. And that's where you're going to find the cheapest, most affordable wind. However, some of the bigger demand centers as you go east do not have as abundant wind resource. And the existing transmission system doesn't exist today to connect the supply and the demand. So that's why projects like the Grain Belt Express are essential to capitalizing on this domestic energy source that we have that is also very price competitive.
Okay, and can you talk about some of the prices that consumers will see and kind of come out of their pocket with this project?
Right, so the unique thing about the Grain Belt Express project is that unlike other transmission projects, the cost of this will not be spread across a broad footprint. Instead, it's only going to be funded by the ultimate users and consumers of the energy. So it's really truly a beneficiary pay model, and so that is pretty unique. So we're not it's not going to have an impact on the rates of folks, and only if they buy the power off the line would that be included in the cost. So.
Right. Okay, and how much do you expect this project to actually cost?
Well, the transmission line itself is a $2 billion investment, and about 200 miles of that project will be here in Missouri, and so what that's going to translate into is a lot of jobs around construction, a lot of jobs around manufacturing, and we are also we're currently working with and contracting with local companies to help be the suppliers of preference on this. So companies like ABB out of St. Louis would be the preferred contractor on the transformers. And we're talking with a couple of other folks that we're getting close to working out similar deals on. So there's going to be manufacturing, because Missouri is a big manufacturing state,
right.
And the jobs also that come with this include things like road work and supplying of concrete and aggregate and survey work and the like. So there's a lot of components that go into putting this together.
Right. And what about any permanent jobs that could be created from this? Are there any?
Yeah. So most of the permanent jobs will be associated with the operation of the wind farms. There'll be a few jobs to maintain the line, but the transmission lines are kind of built to last don't take a lot of work, but there will be a lot when it comes to, managing the right-of-way and keeping that up and so forth. But the big thing here in terms of permanent benefits are going to be in the form of payments to the county. So that we will pay substantial property tax on this project wherever it's located to the tune of tens of thousands of dollars per mile each and every year. So you can imagine a county with 20, 25 miles of transmission line are going to see really significant property tax payments over a long period of time.
Right, and have you solidified the kind of area that the line is going to go through, the counties that the line will pass through in Missouri?
Yeah, we're working on that now with this week and in two more weeks we're going to be on the eastern side of the state, but right now we have a route network of potential routes, and basically what we're doing is we come up with these conceptual routes and we are presenting them to the public to get feedback. really the goal here is to, this is very much a public involvement, a process where we want to get feedback from people about the issues that we need to be aware of. So what you see in the western part of the state, in this area, you know, Carroll and Livingston County are certainly within the area that we're looking at. And as we go west, you know, into Clinton and Caldwell counties potentially as well. So we have it narrowed down to a study area, but then it won't be until we complete all these open house meetings and study all the input that we narrow down to a proposed route.
Right. And when do you expect that to happen?
So our target here is to have a proposed route that we would present by the beginning of next year, probably the first quarter of next year. And the next step would be to go to the Missouri Public Service Commission and get the necessary approvals there.
Okay. And, do you want to talk about kind of how much energy this will produce for Missouri?
Yeah, so this is a really sizable project. It's going to have the capacity to carry 3,500 megawatts of wind energy. And that's enough to power 1.4 million American homes. So it's quite a sizable project. And we're studying the delivery into Missouri as well as states farther east. So right now we're looking at studying a 500 megawatt interconnection in Missouri. And we have the ability to you know, adjust that and look at it based on the, you know, the studies that we do.
Okay, and will there actually be any farms, any actual farms located in Missouri itself?
Well, the nature of a direct current line is that you need to have a converter station in order to convert the power to direct current.
Right.
And these converter stations are you know, rather expensive. So you don't have too many of those. And the more direct answer is, you know, most the wind farms will be in Kansas, and there will be a delivery, a midpoint converter in Missouri that will make cheap, affordable, renewable energy available to Missouri customers. But the reason why the wind farms will be in Kansas, that's where they're most cost-effective, the strongest wind resource.
Right. Okay. And will the power itself, will it just power homes like along the belt that it crosses in Missouri, or will it stretch further north, south?
Yeah, so it will serve a great area. Basically, anyone, any utility in the state of Missouri will be able to access power off of this line, as well as the states, you know, to our east. So what happens is when we get to the midpoint converter in Missouri, it will transform back into alternating current, put on the grid, and it will be able to be accessed by utilities just like any other form of power.
Okay, and this is an option, correct, for people to choose for their energy as opposed to, like, KCP&L or, like the city of Carrollton's energy, correct?
Well, so the important distinction here is that we don't serve at the retail level, so we aren't able to do that. That's just the way the regulatory construct of the state is. We can't come in and be the local utility.
Right.
We're not allowed to do that. What we would do instead is really sell capacity for this line at the wholesale level, so local utilities could contract for capacity and buy wind from the projects. So we won't be engaged in the retail level.
Okay. And have you had other meetings in other towns other than Carrollton thus far?
Yeah. We've had a number of meetings already this week, and we'll have a few more. We were in Salisbury yesterday, Chillicothe this morning, Carrollton, of course, today. And then tomorrow we'll be in Hamilton and Cameron, and then St. Joseph on Thursday.
Okay. And what are some of the comments that you've received from residents about the project?
Yeah, we've had a great feedback from residents. Primarily what we do after we tell them about the project and why we're doing this is we then go through the maps where we have a detailed imagery maps for people to look at and identify their homes and their operations. And most importantly, we want to find ways to locate a line in a way that minimizes the impact on existing operations and also maximizes distance from homes and other things. And so we get feedback about, you know, structures and where property lines are located. And we also are getting a lot of support. People that want to see the project come through, either their county for the tax benefit or their property for the easement payment benefit that it'll bring to. We found a lot of people have experience dealing with pipelines are a good example where we have people that have figured out the financial benefits of projects like this.
Substantial, yes. Right. They are very substantial. Right. There's no question about that. Can you talk about some of the financial benefits that individuals could see if their properties are involved in this?
Yeah. So there will be, if someone has a property involved in the easement, there will be an easement payment that they will get. That's one-time upfront payment based on the total amount of square footage or acreage that is involved. On top of that, there's also going to be a structure payment that will that's something kind of unique to the business. And what that is the ability for people to receive either a large upfront payment for the structure or annual payments if they choose that may be a little bit more, but over time pay out to be a lot more. So that's a feature that we came up with based on feedback from landowners. They wanted to see or have the option to have a continuous stream of revenue, and so we've been accommodating to that and trying to find ways to make it certainly worth people's while.
Right, and will you actually only be building on or taking the line through land that other people own, or will you actually be purchasing the project itself? Will you be purchasing any land?
Right, we will not be purchasing any land. We will only be acquiring easement agreements.
Okay,
so the people will still own the land, and it's a good question because you can still farm, you can graze and hay and do whatever you normally do on that property, so it's really not impacting the land use.
And are there any stipulations that would be involved in, like with types of crops that could be grown or types of livestock that could be raised on this land?
No, you'll be able to farm whatever you normally would do. The only exception would be, of course, tree crop, to the extent there's timber crop in that particular area. So only limitations would be, on trees, because that's a safety issue.
Right.
And then structures in the right of way, there'll be limitations on those. But typical farming operations and grazing operations can carry on unaffected.
Well, it sounds like it's a relatively unobstructive process. I can't think of any other question that I have at this time. Is there anything else that you would like to add about the project?
Well, I would simply say that so far we've been really pleased with the support that we've seen at the county level. Again, we're really seeing that people understand the economic benefits around infrastructure projects like this, because we've seen in the past that they bring a lot of jobs to the area, a lot of tax revenue, and they bring a lot of manufacturing and supply opportunities for local contractors to be involved with. And that's always a great thing for a project like this, because it is big, takes a long time, and it's never really that easy. So having support at the local level is really great.
Right. Well, I think that's it for now.
I would also mention that a great place to get information about this is on our website. It's the www.grainbeltexpresscleanline.com, and you can Google it too and find that information. But it has all the details of if you're a Missouri landowner in the area. It has maps, has all of the information about our project. If you're a local business and you want to find out more or be on our list, mailing list, then there's a place for you to go to and register your information there as well.
Okay, and is there a phone number also that someone could call if they wanted to contact someone about the project?
Yeah, there's an 800 number, which is 855-665-3438.
Okay, and would you like to add anything else at this time?
I think we covered it.
All right.
Thanks a lot.